Okay, we're going to start with the praises to the 21 Taras. It starts on page 191 in the gold prayer book, or it's on the green sheet in the white binder. We'll start on 191 with the invocation, go all the way through to the end, and then we'll come back to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift to heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Wolves, tear-born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit. Limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with tutare, desire, direction, and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Chakra, Agni, Brahma, Marut, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpseizers, Gandharvas, Yakshas. Homage with her tray and pay sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to Ray, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. She's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent moon, all ornaments more shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she mid wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Righteous left bent joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, peace with whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage, Turi with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom wife with stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mark moon of Deva Lake form, with joy spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. She whom gods and their kings and the Kinnaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the essence of three natures, destroys hosts of spirits, yakshas, and race corpses, supreme Ture. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, we grant that all fearlessness will perfectly pacify all negativities and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation, thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified.
You already finished the benefit?
Yes.
Maybe one thing. Jotun jim de ma tu je je da 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 ya sim je tam je je dim je 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 tun je jo do ne do ga la je do wa de do do de ma tu je sa ro ku do ya la da mi de wa cho do ne tam je je ma lu wa je wa la ma je de ga la na ne la zo tu me je wa ju wa na do na na ga da zo ma ge ba lo je ba je do je wa cho wa na ni do che je me wa de do the one that we do at the Tara practice, not the benefit, another one, you remember? Another one? That's okay.
So on page 35, we'll chant the seven limb prayer. Gosum gu pe gane chok shalo no shami chul chutrin malu bu tok me ne sak dik tung tam che shak ke pa ge wa nam la je page 98, we'll recite the short mandala offering, followed by the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Puki Chukshing Metok Ni J K Suchi, Dagi Chishin, Gipe Sonamgi, Drola Pinchir Sange Jupar Shog, Chudong Soki Chognam La, Jang Chu Bardu Dagni Kapsuchi, Dagi Chenyen Gipe Sonamgi, Drola Pinchir Sange Jupar Shog, Chudang Soki Chognam La, Chang Chu Bardu Dagni Kapsuchi, Dagi Chenyen Gi Pe Sonam Gi, Trola Pinshi Sange Drupar Sho.
On the Shiwat on the Kushin, you shoot in the Kayana, Dola Pambach and Nala, Jinny, 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 Good evening. Oh yeah, welcome back to class. So somebody made meditation cushions for the cat. It's very important. So then today probably going to finish the 12 link, okay? 12 link. Oh. So so when you think about four noble truth, you know, truth of suffering, then truth of origin of sufferings, truth of cessations, truth of path that lead to the cessation. So Dunga Dhamma, Kunjun Dhamma. So see this order, four noble truth, noble truth of sufferings. Does that sound good? Huh? Noble truth of suffering? Say it in English, four noble truth. Please say. Huh? Where's the word noble?
The noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of origination, the noble truth of cessation.
Dembashi. So you could say four truth. That's one way to say Dembashi. Then there's the longer version. There you can say Pagbe Dembashi. Four truth of Arya beings. Arya beings, the one that who sees emptiness directly, then you become Arya being. So that you could say like four truth of Arya beings, Pabya Dhammashi. Then you I'm not sure where the word noble come from.
Four Noble Truths. Pabin Dembash. Maybe somebody just made it up. That somebody just made up this word nobles, Pabin Dembash. Pabin Dembash. Anybody know? Oh, if that's the meaning, so that does make sense. It is kind of important. So, Dembashi, so like, so you know, in Tibetan words, of course, this English translation is coming from Tibetan teachings. The Tibetan teachings come from Nalanda traditions. Then there's two ways to say Dembashi, for truth, or Pabe Dembashi. Then you say for truth of Arya beings. So then I don't remember seeing noble there. So anyway. So if that has, if the noble has a meaning of importance, then you know, even though that word noble, for noble truth doesn't exist in Tibetan text, but I think it's okay. So, but for the sake of knowledge, so I'm not sure where the noble, where they translate noble from the, which word. So anyway, so the truth, for truth. Truth of sufferings, origin of suffering, truth of origin of sufferings, then cessations, then the path, right? So this order is basically designed to put into practice. Actually, another, if the order based on causality, so then you should say first, origin of sufferings, so that's the cause, then the result, then you say sufferings. So then you say path, then you say cessations. That's the order has the order based on causality. Causality. So so now this practice is very much designed to based on. The order that we just said is based on practice. That's how you practice. It's not the based on causality. So if you see, sometimes if you see origin, this is for the sake of knowledge. If you see origin of suffering, then truth of suffering, don't say it's a mistake, it's wrong. It's not wrong. That order is based on causality. Causality. It's not right or wrong. There's no, if you see something like that, origin of suffering, truth of sufferings, path, then cessations, it's not wrong. So that order is based on causalities, okay? For the sake of knowledge. So then the second truth, origin of sufferings. So then you know, there's like within that origin of suffering there's two parts. One, actions or karma. So then another one. Delusions and karma. That's what's in the second truth. So then when you expand that, then it becomes 12 link. When you expand that, then it becomes 12 link. So for the sake of knowledge. Also, that's what I've been saying, 12 link is the expansion of, you know, the expansion of the second truth, when you expand, so then it becomes 12. So what that shows, it shows that, you know, how this cyclic existence, you know, like a wheel, you know, birth, then death, then aging, then, you know, then like a, all the organs, that's why how that's, you know, going round and round. So then that's the within the four noble truths. So then out of these 12 links, so we finish 10, or we already complete 10. So now number 11 and 12. right? Did you finish 10?
Yeah,
we did 11. 11? So now there is only one left. That's good, even better news.
Then,
there's another 12. So then 12, the aging and death, that count one. So the one count, when it's count 12, it death. Even there's two topics, but it only counts one. You know, so that's the last one. Then gajin chizi to be kiji nibanes, chizi marji par namiji pumun nazo shindu jurbe, nazo shindu jurbe chalas, gavetin des. According to the aging, is not very much based on not based on the your color of your hair change, it becomes dark to gray, blonde to gray, I'm not sure, yellow to gray or like, it's not based on that. Minute we born, then there's like kind of like how they change. So the aging here refers to the change. The minute we are born, so then till we die, so then there's all kind of change. That's called aging, you know, aging. Even the body change, the thinking change, or feeling change, interest change, or like grow. So then like all everything, you know, kind of like how you say, evolve. So that one is called aging. That one is called change over a period. Since was born till the death, this whole change, that's called aging. What is called in English? Anybody looking at English? Last, So then, namiji pumori tu tove chala chive tende jos. So then, namiji pumori tu tove chalas. When the consciousness disconnect with this body, so that's called death. When the consciousness disconnects with this body, then that's called death. That's called death. When you look at the consciousness, I don't think you can talk about death and birth. It's all based on the aggregate. It's all based on death and birth. It's all based on aggregate. You know? So when this consciousness karmically disconnects with this body, then it's called death. But, you know, then according to Buddhist practice, but still maybe even though your breath ceases, still the consciousness may remain in your body 3 days if the body has not been exhausted by a lot of pain or sicknesses, disease. You know, if your body is completely exhausted, energy of your body is completely exhausted by sicknesses and disease, so then consciousness may not remain there 3 days. Other than that, pretty much animal, everything, the consciousness will remain there 3 days. So according to Buddhist practice, that is still not considered as a death yet, even though medically you may say that person is dead, but according to Buddhism, that person is not dead. So there's still consciousness, still not disconnected with the body. Oh. So there's no... when the consciousness take birth after going through this 49 day period after death, so then that's what is called between death and birth, that's called intermediate state called pardo. The maximum lifespan of pardo is like 49 days. Then I think every week it goes through simul, that's called chichung, means simul death, it goes through simul death. So then 1 week, if not able to take rebirth, then there will be another 1 more week. So then it goes like 7 weeks. When the consciousness, take rebirth, it takes, between sperm, that you say egg, but actually there's like sperm and the blood, this one blood. So the consciousness, that's where take birth and remain between like this. actually it's like the sperm up, the red blood below, like that. So the consciousness take place there. So that's where in Buddhism, when you point to the heart, not the physical heart, so that's where everything begins. There's no chakras, channels, everything merge from there. So then that, so then if everything begin here, then everything will end here. Everything will end here. Everything begin from there, and everything will end here. So then, basically, in the very end of the consciousness will remain there, 3 days, remain there, 3 days. Generally speaking, it's not definite, remain there. So then, how you can tell whether the consciousness left the body or not, how you can tell? So red, what you call red bodhicitta, that will come out of nose, maybe left nose. So when you see the blood from there, so that's kind of external sign, the consciousness already descend from the body, or the body. So then the white cells, actually, you know, the white is up, red is below. After, when everything dissolves here, and somehow it kind of like upside down, it's kind of turns upside down. Red actually is like white is above, red is below. Then from the karmic force, it kind of like turn upside down. Red become above, the white become below. So then red, that's the external sign, then the consciousness is already descent. So then the white goes from the tip of the organs, comes out of the tip of the organs. So then whatever you need to do, cremate or bury, so then people usually take the body out of the house, something like that. So then that you may not see that blood in some cases like week, some cases like 18 days, the consciousness remain there. So the great practitioners, so they're thinking something deep, so the consciousness remain there. So, and I witnessed in my life, one of my master probably remained there 14 days. You know, there's no smell. There's no smell. The body doesn't smell. It looks like they also have some kind of like, it looks like exactly like sleeping. You know, it looks like exactly like sleeping. Usually when people die, it doesn't look like sleeping because there has the energy that body possess kind of lose. You lose that energy and become like, kind of like, looks like plastic or something, mud or something like that. And when the consciousness has been remaining that between that 2 drops, so then you know the body looks very fresh, very fresh. In some cases, you see the sweat around mouth. You see in the morning, you see sweat. You know that happens in the monastery. It happens many times in my lifetime. I witnessed on one of my teachers who passed away, and recently. His Holiness invite a group of scientists from America or Europe, I don't remember where, to what they have to say, to invite them to India. So one of the master, the monk, he passed away. So he was there like 18 days, and the scientists brought them to see what they're going to say. So see, so and they probably come with all kinds of equipment, come there and probably did some test. So that's called Tutam. Yeah, so that happened, but it doesn't mean it happened to everybody, but you know, generally speaking, consciousness remain there, okay? So then when the consciousness descend, then there's death, karmically disconnect. Even though your own consciousness, of course, Pardo will be around, Pardo hears everything you say, Pardo kind of sees what you do, sees Pardo in the middle state possess some kind of miracle power, you know, like the wall cannot stop, it just go through the wall. The only thing that stops is the mother's womb, so they get stuck because of the karma, they get stuck in the mother's womb, they cannot go through other than that. So then all the wall, you know, they just go through. So even the consciousness, when you see the body, does not recognize that's your body because you are karmically disconnected. You will not see that's your body, you don't see. even though you see the body, you will not recognize it's your body. So because karmically disconnected. So then sometimes you hear, oh, so-and-so came and talking to me and telling you something like that, you know. Maybe somebody else using the body, not that person. That person consciousness, body is karmically disconnected. But you can say, oh, so your father came to me and telling you this and that, so maybe that may not be your father, you know, so maybe somebody else. You see your father's body as appeared as to the way to appear or to you. So according to the teachings, that's karmically disconnected. Could be some other form of spirit using your father's body and telling you to do this and do that. Or other than that, you know, usually that does not mean you don't feel. You do feel their presence, and not in that form. That's your perception. That's your perceptions. That feeling that you feel something, maybe you feel the consciousness. You felt consciousness. That's no surprise. Consciousness will be round. So then, that you probably feel like that consciousness has no color, no shape. You can see. You cannot see. The feeling that there's perception beyond the feeling. That perception is very much related to that person's appearances, then you may remember that appearance. It doesn't mean that appearance is actually talking to you. It's just, doesn't mean like that. Okay, so therefore the sake of knowledge. So that's the death. So then the death occurs when the consciousness is disconnected with this physical body, that is called death. Oh, that's the one, that's the last one. Then why, even though there's two, aging and dead, why you count one? If somebody asks why you count one, because there's no definite order which one comes first, aging or dead, hard to say. You know, so before the evolutions, people die. Before evolution begin, people just die in the mother's womb. So that's why aging and death, there's no definite order. Therefore, they count one, even though there's two of them. So that's the last 12 links. You know, so then usually old, aging is old, means when you see wrinkles, then gray hair. That's in the mundane world, that's you call somebody old. But second moment you're born is already started. It's not like, you know, like wrinkles and the gray hairs. That's just mundane way of recognizing aging. The aging is already started. The minute you're born, it's already started. Process is already started. Oh yeah, then. Then somebody's wondering here, somebody's wondering why you don't count like remorse. People get how you say sad, remorse. Grief. Then somebody's wondering why you don't count grief into 12 links. Grief. Probably crying and like saying something. No, so something. Menga dem is like usually like Yeah, then, you know, then people cry, then people say something, you know, then all kind of things. People say, saying something sad. Dungawa, so then, you know, pain of losing somebody, pain. Dungawa, yimidewa, so then unpleasant mind. So why you don't count all this there? Why you don't count this? Lineage, chichiche, ba tamjela, tena juinge, ba mes. So these things will not. These things are not definite. It's not definite that's going to happen when somebody dies. That's not definite. You know, because somebody. it's not definite. It's not definite. Probably as nyange means, you know, like sadness. So there's some of them related to the remaining family members. Some of them related to the person who's dying. So then person who is dying not necessarily experience sadness. Some of them may feel like they are, you know, they are going to visit visit their families. So that kind of mindset, you know, they know exactly what's going to happen. They know exactly what's going to happen. It's not like, oh, they are not sure what's going to happen. It's not like that. They know exactly what's going to happen. So those type of people, there's no sadness. There's no pain. There's no suffering. There's no unpleasant mind. There's no unpleasant minds. Therefore, these are not counted in the 12 links. 12 links is definitely going to happen. Every single being that go through death is going to happen. Doesn't matter, desire realms, celestial realms, form realms, formless realms, you know, three realms. No matter where you are born, when you die, these 12 things are going to happen. You know, but not the sadness or grief or sadness, unpleasant mind, that's not definite. Some people, they know exactly what's going to happen when they die. So they are not sad, they're not sad, there's no pain. Oh, that's why, okay, for the sake of knowledge. Lenyeji chichi cheba tamjala tenje ngyobe tenje. Oda teyata tenye ngyobe chudim denbe gelongashi. I deshin do chewa yibishin. Some people, they die with happy mind. They die with happy mind. So see. So Milarepa, you remember Milarepa? Milarepa, there's a famous yogi from Tibetan yogi from Tibet. Machive jine relatives. Machive jine relatives. So Milarepa said he escaped. He went to the mountain. He went on the mountain. He went onto the on the mountain. Chive jine relatives. Usually escape. He escaped. Maybe he escaped from the town and went to the mountains. Went to the mountains because fear of death. That's why he said, because fear of death. Nachive jinya relative. I don't remember. That's one stanza. Namjishami gongon beso. So then he's meditating, not just like hunting, you know, he went on the mountain, then hunting and like hanging out. It's not like that. He went on the mountain, then he meditated. And he discovered the true nature of mind. He discovered. Sem yungme nelu tongbato, sem yungme nelu tongbato, true nature of mind. You could say Ma Mudra, Dzogchen, there's so many different names. You could say Dzogchen, you could say Ma Mudra, there's so many different names, each like lineage, you know, Dzogchen from Nyingma tradition, Ma Mudra, so Kaju they use. Basically the true nature of mind. Sem Yungme Nilu Tongbatos. Sem Yungme Nilu Tongbatos. Then he realized, you know, through meditation, he realized the true nature of mind. Ultimate truth. He realized the true nature of mind. Now he says, now even the death occur, no problems. So those type of people, when they die, there's no fear. So then the Gelonga, he dashed the Chua Yabishas. Then Namche, see, it's very interesting. I think it's one of the Kadamba Gishi, I think it's Chagawa. Gichakawa, I think it's like the one who wrote 7.19 texts, or I think some was, maybe he was there. It's the hymn, I think. He was renowned, no, he was known throughout the village. He was very well known scholar, practitioners. Then when he's dying, so then, you know, the his students sense that he looks kind of sad. Then everybody says, oh, what happened? Because you, when you are alive, you are so well-known practitioner, well-known scholar. Now we kind of sense you have some kind of sadness. Because he's having visions of the Pure Land. He don't want to go. He wants to go to the lower realms to help sentient beings. That's what he's wishing. He's not upset to go to lower realms, to be there, to just to benefit others. That's his primary wish. But that's not happening. How that's going to happen? You go to lower realm out of karma. So that's why he's kind of sad, not because he's... so then people don't understand. You know, people don't understand. I think Gishi Chakawa. So these people, even though you wish to go, you don't go. No, you don't go there, down there. Oh, it's not here, some other text. So then that's pretty much finished. The last link, pretty much finished. that was it here. Now the point is here. This perception about death. Could be wrong. You know, so especially in the West, nobody wants to think about death. Because too depressed. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's absolutely wrong. It's not permanent, it's not depressed. That means it's not like depression will not occur for every person who go through that, who go to death. So that's the point here. Point, did you think it? So now here, somebody is raising a question, okay? So then it's 12 now finished. Now there's some kind of like questions that are raised. Deva. Here, desire realms, form realm, formless realm. There's three realms. And the form realm, there's like 17 different levels. 17 different locations. You could say different locations or different 17 different levels in the within the form realms. The desire realm, there's probably like 20-something, if you divide it, if there's 20-something. So then within the desire realms, there's like seven celestial realms within the desire realms. So then form realms, 17 levels within the form realms. So then formless realm, there's four levels, okay? may not see in the Lamrim there, so but in some other books, you know, there's na gani chwa yu jangche. Subi na te me de, tena gawe tena mewe, tena duji nyingbo na, tena jibi gawa mewe, chwe me tena me jang, na mi wunne kwa shindu jwa yu, tena gawe tena shabi chobe, senti lese, tena dezu. See, you know, like aging is not really refers to wrinkle and the gray hair. So formless realm, there's no form. But do they die? They do die. And how you can tell they're old or young? You cannot tell because they have no body. You can't tell. Can you tell consciousness how old the consciousness is? Can you tell consciousness how old the consciousness is? You can't tell. because there's no form, there's no shape, there's no color, you can't tell. But this last link, 12, link number 12, just happened in the formless realm. Then how's our aging? How you can tell aging? You can't really tell. Because nobody has body, nobody has body. It's just consciousness functioning. But they do go through 12 links, they go to die. So, you know, there's so much perception has been built based on this body, this physical body, about aging and death. So much perception has been built on that. Wa jimi jene mu de de sin de de zu na yang la jun ni zong de de ni mo de de zu de su men de yang la su men na yang la xi bi che de nga bi ong bo ta ji nga bi ong bo tang bo nga me chen de shi shi ni mo de 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 zong de xi ji. So now this is like side kind of sideline of trailings in our teaching. So yāngla shidwa nima sundwa, duguni sundwa jī. So, now if you kind of like summarize this 12 link into some kind of categories and how you summarize them, this is for the sake of knowledge. Yāngla shidwa jī. 12 links you could summarize into four limb. There's 12 links you can summarize into four. Or you can summarize this into three types of, it's called nimo sudua, three types of delusions. And duguni sudua, then summarize into first true truth, trailing, summarize into first true truth, truth of suffering and origin of suffering. You can summarize there. You know, so that's why I'm saying, the very first time I said this is the expansions of four noble truths. So now you see why this is the expansion. Four noble truth, because you can summarize all this trailing into first true truth, to the suffering and origin of suffering. So for the sake of knowledge and for the sake of meditations, so it's important to understand. You know? So no knowledge, no wisdom. No knowledge, then nothing to meditate on. In order to meditate, you have to have something to meditate on, other than not my different cat sitting on. So now how you summarize? Huh? Probably, yeah, better to say categorize. Yeah, that's probably a better word. Categorize. So you could categorize like 12 links into four categories. You can categorize into four categories, right? Four categories. What are those four categories? So then, first link ignorance. The second one, karma, right? Mari duje. Then the third one is consciousness. This summarized into the categories called throwing karma. Throwing karma? You remember now? Penji yangla. Penji yangla. Then mingsu ni tsoya parna pambi yangla. Mingsu ni tsoya parna. So then between, after this, number 4, 5, 6, 7, next four links, categorize into pambe yangla. It's like so this is why sometimes I wish I speak fluent English, then I can say exactly in English, but now it's called Pangbyala. I'm not sure how to translate. Pangbyala, Pengjinyala, something that throws ignorance, for ignorance and motivation, so intentions, you know, like intentions, then first you think something, usually, generally speaking, you don't do anything without thinking. Even though we say, I do without thinking, but that's not really true, but you have to think in order to do something, so there's motivation or intentions. So then after that, actions, you take actions, say something, or maybe move something, that's actions. So then that actions, then that goes, actions, the second moment is to turn into tendencies, and it's not going to be waste, it's going to be, kind of printed, it's going to be printed on consciousness, and it will be printed on consciousness. So that's the first three, that's called, these things throw something, throwing karma. Then what it will throw? It will throw number 4, 5, 6, 7. This is the one, you know. Then you take rebirth. So then all the organs grows. Then there's like feeling. Then there's contact. So then there's like Then the first all the organs grow. So then there's then contact. So then feeling. So then from there, so then aversions, then attachment, craving, then everything start, you know, then this first, so that's like, first three, that's like throwing something. What it will throw, it will throw the next four categories, that's those. So that's called, I'm not sure how you say in English, pangbyala, something that throws by ignorance, you know, the actions, then the actions that's been, second one has been printed on the consciousness. Those three things throw something. Next four, there's another category. Pambiyala. So this text is not translated into English. So this is the text I study back in the monastery. This is just one book. So how many books you brought?
16.
There's a 16 books that I've been studying last 20 years. Around 25 years, I finished all of that in the monastery. So all the books they brought, the group that recently went to India. So I like to read physical book, not in the computer. So then I, when I was there, so there's no book, this kind of book doesn't never available. So it's all like this form, very big, long, and not easy to carry. So now they made it very nice, and what do you call it? Beginning the books they use?
Table of content.
So these books, there's no table of content.
Yeah.
If you want to find something, you have to read every single page. There's no table of content. Unless you remember which page number. So this is not, they make it very easy to make all the table of content. So I think table of content is a little bit too elaborated. Too elaborate, probably not that much, but you know, but they did a good job.
In liberation, they may be trying to explain what you're talking about.
Yeah, please say. Yeah.
They have four limbs.
No, four limbs, yeah.
The first is precipitating. And they also mentioned throwing.
Yeah, precipitation. Four limbs, so that's like literally
page
translations.
484.
Four limbs, that's literally translation. I think better to say four category.
Okay.
That's probably better in much better in English, probably. Didn't you?
The categories, the English words for them are still hard. The first one is not too bad, precipitating limb. And then the next...
Precipitating limbs.
Sounds like rain.
Sounds like talking about weather.
Yeah. And the ones that are thrown.
Actually, Susie, that's like, it says, by the, Pinjing, I mean, there's like something that's throws, something that throws, you know, mainly. So I'm not sure that's the problem, not the, it doesn't sound like scholar word, throwing something. I'm not sure, that's the only word I can say in my English, throwing something. So it doesn't sound good, but actually that's what it is.
Did you want to know the others, or?
Pages or the, something produce something. These three things will produce something. Or maybe, yeah, so then the second one is called, what is called?
Establish.
This is like liberation from your hand?
Yes, page 484.
We read this book, I think long, maybe now, almost 15 years ago, I read this book thoroughly at the center, the old center. I taught them, found many mistakes. Probably whoever translated this book is probably not happy, so wrote me email. Not like negative email, but wondering, will I find more mistakes? And I told them, I'm not interested. I told all the mistakes that I found when we went through, I told Father, you know, Mark. So I think the group, they're asking, will you find more mistakes? I said, I have no interest. I told them, I have no interest. I'm not interested to find more. That means I don't want to read again. I mean in English, so I have no interest in reading Tibetan texts in English. It doesn't make sense for me, so I always read Tibetan, not English. So it's all went through, so now they're asking. Somebody said, I'm not sure how they find out the mistake that I pointed out. That's pretty obvious mistake. So these are not mistakes, so probably there could be better choice of word. Didn't it?
The second one is establishing limb.
Yes.
Establishing.
That there is something that's been thrown by those three things. Next four things that's the result of the first three. So you choose the word because you speak fluent English, so you have probably more word than I do. Yeah. What is it called? It's called like
establishing number two.
Yeah, so that makes sense. But
The third one's not good.
Huh?
It's resultant precipitating limb. It sort of makes sense, but
long time ago I went to Taos, New Mexico. I spent 1 month with one American professor teaching us how to translate from Tibetan into English. And he's teaching all that. I spent like 1 month there. Got kind of excited, so you know, learned so many new words. When I come back here I said, nobody understands. Just forget about the meaning. Nobody understands the word. When I say in English, nobody understands. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I spent 1 month, every single day, a couple of hours, studying, then when I come back, so then nobody understood. So, then it, no. Pambayangla, Pinji Yangla, Pambayangla. Was the Pinji Museum, then Pambayangla. This was some. So what is called third one? What's called?
They're saying that the establishing limb, the second one, is craving, grasping, and becoming. So this may not be the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, probably it's the same thing.
Didn't you say 4, 5, 6, 7?
So then number like, see, first one, there's three. Out of 12 link, there's three. First, there's three. Then there's next four. There's a second one. Next okay. Four limb, there's the second one. So then the third one, there's three.
I don't think they're doing the exact same thing that you're saying. Mm. I'm not sure that this is what
maybe
I'm saying
I should
is
not
correct.
Create. Probably maybe I should stop to create more headaches.
I just don't want to lead you astray.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So.
Anyway, so they're talking about, they're like trying to categorize this 12 link into four categories. First one, the first category, there's like say, let's say, it's like, it's almost like producer. The first three things is producers. So then the next four is product. It's a product. So that's category, then it's a product. So no matter what kind of word you use, that's the meaning. First, next four was the product. Then the next three categories, that kind of, how I say, actually make the product. It's not just produce. It actually make the product. So then you know. So see, producer means there's something that produce something. Usually pay or what? Usually fund. Producer. What is the meaning of producer? Oh, some creator. So then, that product has been products have been created by producers. The product. So then, as a kind of like next three, kind of like that materialize the product. That materialize. Okay. Next three, that kind of materialize. It's not just you know. Kind of that really actually manifest. So then you know like the last so then kind of like end aging and death kind of then you know kind of like conclude every beginning. Every beginning has end, so then every end is not really end, and there's a beginning of something. The beginning, everything that began, it has end, and end is like it's beginning of something. Beginning of something, not just dead end. End is not just dead end, it's the beginning of something. So that's the four categories. So, next time the Venerable Amy or Robina, when they come, ask them what is the better word in English. So they speak fluent English. So Amy, she's American, so she knows American language very well. Robina, Australian, I'm not sure how the Australian language is. I'm not sure about Australian language. I have no idea. So these are how to categorize 12 links into 4 categories. Okay. Then you are So is that clear? Yeah. So for the sake of knowledge, next time somebody asks you, you can explain. If they want to read a book, you can pinpoint the book. So when they go to the book, they will find. Because it's important, you know, so that eventually it needs to be somewhere there. All the books that taught by Shakyamuni Buddha has to be there. Then that proves that you didn't just make this up. Actually, it's coming from there. It's all written there. Then somebody comment. The commentary is, the actual text is too hard to understand. Somebody write comments. So that commentary become again difficult to understand. Then somebody writes again commentaries. So that commentary becomes more difficult. But you know, then there's many commentaries after commentaries. That's how this is, you know, this is like the commentary after commentary. So, yeah. So now, trailings, like, you can or maybe now it's more headache. I think it's more So then now this is all, so I'll try the first one, I'll try the first one. Yala nimos nodo nimong, nimong is Sanskrit word called klesha. And here in English you say delusions, afflicted mind or delusions. The minute it rises, it kind of pollutes your mindset. The minute it rises, and of course out of that is the anger is the worst one. The anger is the worst one. But in other, there are not anger is not only delusion. There are many other delusions. But when they rise, it kind of pollutes your mind. Okay, so that's the pneumonia, called klesha. So then how to sum up those 12 links into three types of delusions. Okay. Number one, tangbo. So now that the text that I'm now quoting is written by Vasubandhu, Indian master, and Abhidharma Kosha, the chapter number 5. When you read the chapter number 5, root text, then you'll find this sense that I'm saying now. Tangbo, that's the fast. Tangbo means fast. Or the trailing, the fast. Tangbo. Geba, number 8. Tangbo Geba, good. That's number 9. These are the delusions. Or the trailing, number 1, number 8, number 9. Tangbo Geba, good. These are delusions, okay? Mari Seba Lembe, then the Sumji. Number second and number ten. These are karma. Karma. Even though there's different word, it means action, it means karma. Number second and number ten, these are karma. The second category, the karma. Duje the sibe deni, lejibo ni mo duje. Lama du, kuni ni mo boham, tse kuni ni mo boham, dunga je kuni ni mo duje, ni mo je. Dene, lama duje, so that's one very difficult translate. Last, now the remain out of 12 links, the seven left. So the seven, so then rest seven. So then that kind of sums up into one category, how to translate. Just say how to translate. Sums up into how to translate. Okay, so that's my English translation. Sums up into how to translate. the rest seven summarize into how to translate. So like that. So may not be beneficial for your meditation purpose, but you know, for sake of knowledge, if somebody asks, then you know, you can explain. Otherwise, when you meditate, you know, you have no need to remember all of this. So maybe then, so order, now there's the when you put into practice, there's order. Because of ignorance, there's karma. Because of karma, that imprints into consciousness, then there's four, the six results will follow up, you know. If there's no ignorance, there will be no karma. There will be no karma, then there will be no, like, birth. There will be no aging. There will be no death. So that's the, when you meditate on that, that's called order. When you're meditating, dwelling in order. The ignorance, then the death, no? Then the reverse order. Reverse orders, So see, Gachi, so where the aging and death come from, it come from birth. Where the birth come from, then you go reverse way. That's like reverse way of doing meditations. Order, how you say? Order? Correct order or reverse? How you say?
Reverse order.
Reverse order. And order means?
An order means?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's order.
Uh-huh.
10, 9, 8, 7. That's what I call
reverse.
Yeah. Okay. Order. So, you know, first you meditate. The way they meditate, practitioners, you know, they go to cemeteries. Now here, you don't find. In the cemetery in like Tibet, you know, you will go to cemetery, you find bone, piece of bone. You pick it up. Nobody's teaching nothing. Nobody's teaching anything. You just go there, you just pick it up. The one way to do meditations, you know, because they already learn. So they they try to cemetery, they pick up one piece of bone, then they say, they ask, where this is coming from. This is death, there's no crops. And they say, this is coming from birth. So then they go reverse order. They just meditate on 12 links. And they go in order, and they liberate. Nobody's teaching them, they just liberate. Just pick them up. So therefore, sometimes, in Tibet, there's like in the main mala, sometimes they have skeleton. A skeleton looks like a skeleton made of small bone. And what do you call the string? It's not nowadays, no? Very convenient here. But actually, it's like leather. Every day you use, when you touch, you feel this is skin. And you see this skeleton. And this is all for meditation purpose, to try to teach you something, remind you something. What is this life is all about? So then, you know, you same like that, picking a piece of bone. That's like that. Aging, birth, then goes. Then goes another. Then that's how they, you know, break the cycle. They break the cycle. No more. No more aging, no more death, no more remorse, no more grief, no more, it's finished. And then 12 links kind of cease. Oh. So that's the purpose. They, you know, because the rosary they use every day, so they, when they touch, they feel there's somebody's skin. And they meditate on impermanent. So, choice. You can't, even though your mind tricks you, but you know, so you have to be aware. You have to be aware that this could be last. And what's your choice? To be kind, happy, or nasty, or be miserable? Your choice. That's why, you know, so I'm just for the sake of knowledge, that's the animal, the skin they use for strength to put the bead in, the skin. Here, skeleton, so then so then monastery, not nowadays, you don't see. Ancient time, outside the monastery, you see outside the monastery in the porch, before you enter into monastery, they have like paintings of skeletons. Each time when you enter, that kind of reminds you, reminds you. So something, always trying to teach you something. So this one can be then this such a divi Yangla Chunyi Kuri was the one Marif the Tiji Dishi Damshi Tiji Seba Tiji Lamba Tiji Sibit and Jose Tiji Mingzo Tiji So now the when the 12 links how has a the order that we just went through, three cause, then four results, then another cause, another result. This is more like education purpose. So when you look at the training from the practical point of view, the order kind of changes, a little bit changes. So this is more education purpose, how you educate people about training. So now here, this is more like, then there's such thing you do, you're not doing it, no, it's fast, of course, in ignorance. So then, so here, I think probably better that even in Tibetan word, it does call ignorance. But what it really means, it means like intention or motivations. It's more like motivation. Just think about motivation. First one is more like motivation than intentions. But it does call, even in Tibetan text is called ignorance, you know, not knowing ignorance. That's called ignorance. So, so that's very deep. That's very deep things. It's not like, oh, don't know how to drink a tea. It's not that we're talking about that kind of ignorance. Don't know how to drink water. It's not like, if you don't know how to use this watch, even though it has more features, that is ignorance. That ignorance is not like turning the cycle, not knowing how to use the watch. That's nothing to do with the cycle. There's no impact. So that ignorance is very particular one. So that kind of turn the cycles. That's why I'm saying it's kind of deep one. It's not just not knowing something. It's much, much deeper than that. So, actually, it's like perception of self. That's a mistake, according to Buddha's teaching. That's a mistake. The way we define ourselves. But you know, of course, like generally speaking, the majority of the people they don't bother to ask themselves what is self. They just go with that, you know. So that's why I'm saying it's deep. It's kind of deep. Like it's all about analyzing the perception of self. What is self? How you define self? If you have no clear idea, so maybe based on that, so then you become attached to self, which you have no clue. So then you end up saying me. It's not really clear. That's not really clear. Right from the beginning, it's not really clear. What do you mean, me? It's not really clear. So then from there, it's not clear. So then you become attached to me. So then from there, then you become attached to my. Then probably, you know, then there's also, that unclear identity, when it get involved into something, so then you call my, so then somebody does something to that, then it's hurt. If you don't level, if your identity is not involved, somebody does something, you don't care. You know, like that your car, some other cars outside in the parking lot, all of a sudden the crow comes, poops. Someone else's car, that may not be there. If it poops into your car on the windshield, then they hurt. Because identity involved there is mine. That mine is driven by me, which is not clear. What is me? What is me? What is self? Then when you start to analyze your perception of self, you can't really find. So because of that, then we do things, then we create karma, do things. So that's the first one. That's what deep. It's not just not knowing how to use this alarm clock. Okay. So first, that is intention, is then very much rooted into that perception of identity, how to define self. Very much, everything is driven by there. Everything is driven by there. Everything driven by there. I'm not saying it's negative, but you know, everything is driven by there. You know, as oh, so then first one, that's the first one. The second, then you know, you do things out of there. You do things, say things, think different. So then, where this goes, it doesn't go away. It second moment, it prints into consciousness, which. So brain has how many years? How many years old brain? Oh, how many years old our brain? Our brain, how many years old?
It's 2.5 million years since self-awareness.
So that's a long time, 2.5 million years. According to science, right? Science?
Yeah.
That's 2.5 million years. That's probably, we only live 100 years. So then you now just think about 2.5 million years. That's like, long time. So then when you hear in the Buddhism, beginningless, that's like much more, that's like talking of not sure, billions of years. So then our brain remain like as a brain, like 2.5 million years.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in time.
Oh. So there's a science. The science still needs to be developed.
But
yes. Science is not fully developed yet, I don't think.
But on the other hand, computer science, Roger Penrose, Einstein, Bohm, they say that a machine cannot be self-aware. So there are two camps in science. Mm. One of them says, well, in biology, it had enough neurons to be self-aware 2.5 million years ago.
Mm.
But a vast majority of scientists say a machine with a finite number of neurons cannot be self-aware.
Mm.
And that's a proof in computer science.
What cannot be proved?
Somebody proved that a finite state machine can't process what's called partially recursive strings, which means it cannot.
When you say machine, it's a brain or what?
Yeah, the brain, the organ. So it cannot, artificial intelligence can never be conscious.
Mm. So
that's not a mystery, that's a hardcore proof.
Mm. Yeah. But they don't talk about consciousness. Yeah. So now, I think nowadays, scientists start to talk about something besides brain. Something besides brain. Scientists start to talk about whether they're called consciousness or not conscious. They kind of like think there's something besides brain. So anyway, so I'm not sure why I'm saying this, the consciousness. No, consciousness. So then anyway, maybe nobody has clear understanding. Everybody says consciousness, but nobody has. So when you say consciousness, what do you feel? What do you feel? Yeah, in Tibetan we say sin.
So in physics? Consciousness is defined as the entity that creates this reality in quantum mechanics. In science, in 1920s, they defined consciousness as the entity that creates this reality.
Entity that creates the reality.
Yeah, that
right,
creates
right.
This reality.
So what is that entity? It's called consciousness?
That's consciousness.
Entity. Oh, there it is.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That which cannot be named.
Okay, cannot be named. Oh, cannot be named, yeah. Oh, you can say, another way you can say hard to translate. So see, like here I'm not sure, like, you know, in Tibetan we do say, Nga, Semba Kivu Minimis, I, my mind is not happy. I'm not sure, in the West, you say that? In Tibet, we do say, my mind is not happy. Nga Semba Kivu Minimis, my mind is not happy. It's much a little bit deeper. It's a little bit deeper. You can't like as the the feeling. The brain is here. Everybody knows brain is not here. There, the brain is here, right? There's no brain here, right?
I don't know. I've never seen my brain. So.
Yeah. No. So there. People do show that they show brain, so the usually brain people, when they have something, then they operate here. They don't operate here. Right? When you have a brain tumor, if they operate here, so that's a big mistake. So they open here, so brain is here. So when you say my mind is not happy, you are not really thinking here. So anyway, very interesting, like... somebody asks you some questions that you remember, you don't ask questions, but you don't remember this moment, then you start to think, all of a sudden people, you go like this. It seems like it's all like sums up here. Yeah. So then you visualize, then you have something happening from here, not really here. When you visualize something, when you try to visualize something, and it seems like it's coming from center of your heart. It's not really from here. So anyway, so the brain is called, Tibetan word brain is called leba, leba. Leba means brain. Nobody says, oh, my leba is not happy. In Tibetan word, that sounds really crazy. Nobody says that, my brain is not happy. We do say, my mind is not happy. So that means it's nothing to do with, or maybe you have no enough to eat. It's nothing to do with the food. It's nothing to do with. It's something deeper. Some of you mean to say, no? Anyway, so each one of us needs to think. When you say my mind, what do you really mean, my mind? Or do you mean like beside your brain, something beside your brain, or what do you really mean, my mind? No. So. Robert Thurman, so he was ordained long time ago. He was monk. So then, when he was in America, so he's studying with one of the Mongolian Gishi called Gishi Wangchen. That's his teacher, that's his first Dharma teachers. And he told me that he told when we are teaching together, he told the audience. So he always like very interested to learn how to meditate, and he's hoping that Gishi Wangchen will teach him how to meditate, and by usually he don't teach. And one time he's sitting in his room like this, and Gishi Wangchen walked in, and Gishi Wangchen asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I'm meditating. So Gishi Wangchen said, you don't meditate, or you don't know how to meditate, or something, say something negative things. Then he was kind of got upset. He asked why. Gishi Wangchen told you don't have mind. And Robert Thurman said that really shook him, because when he thought about deep down, he don't believe in mind. He don't believe in mind. So Gishi Wangchen does not literally mean that he don't have mind. So that's incorrect to say. Everybody has mind. And he thought about that. Later he found out deep down he don't believe in mind. He have no any feelings about mind, so very interesting. So each and every one of us need to think. When you say my mind, do how often you say my mind? I'm not sure. How often you think, how often you say, or how often you think about your mind, I'm not sure. Mm. Anyway, so there's something that something to think about. So I'll stop here. Time is over. Maybe one more class, okay? One more class, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Then twirling will be finished. You know?
So Geshe-la, you were saying that in Tibetan they say my mind is not happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they, when they use the word mind, is that the same as consciousness, or is it a different meaning or different word?
Actually, no, same. Yi namshe, there's two different terms, but it all means same thing. They are synonym. But yi namshe, that's very much Dharma terminology. So if you say my yi is not happy, maybe a lot of normal people, they don't understand what you're talking about. If you say my consciousness, because namshe is not, it's very uncommon. Usually nobody says. Nobody says my mental is not happy, my consciousness is not happy. It's very unusual.
In Buddhism, is the consciousness and in the mind, are they the same thing? Or are they
same thing. Synonym. Yeah. Even though they're different names, these are synonym.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Brown.
Hey, Geshe-la. So some years ago, Sangi Sandhu.
Oh, Sangi Sandhu.
Yeah, George Dreyfus.
Yeah, she's a monk. Yeah,
yeah. And this was like in the late, like 1990, he came, and he was teaching. I think he was teaching the 12 links. And one of the things he said, and I've never heard anybody else say this, but it really stuck with me. He was talking, you know, as if he was talking about the 12 links, about how there's, you know, there's senses, form, and then there's the six senses, and then there's the objects, and then there's contact with the sensory objects, and then
feeling.
As soon as there's contact, without any choice at all, we have a feeling, right? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, right?
Yeah.
And he said, if there's a pleasant feeling, this is going to be desire, and then there's going to be clinging. And he said, so real spiritual practitioners pay attention to their feelings. This is what he said. He said, right there where this feeling, where we're experiencing feeling, but before the desire can get all really strong and the clinging can get strong, he said, right there is where real spiritual practice happens, is recognizing our feelings and not being hooked by desire and clinging and grasping. So I never heard that, but he made a very strong point that as soon as there's sensory contact, feelings arise, and pleasant, unpleasant, or whatever, and then that's where we really have to pay attention to our feelings. Does that sound right?
That's very true.
Okay.
So especially when you're enjoying the cheesecake. So that's the moment that spiritual practice comes into handy. You can say, oh, I'm going to have cheesecake all to myself. It was so good to share. So good to give up. You know, so then from there, when the feeling, minute there's contact, there will be feeling, either pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. You know, unpleasant, then, you know, aversions rise if you don't pay attention. If you pay attention, then that unpleasant feeling could transform, accept and could transform into something that you can go higher. Or you could become, if you develop aversions, that depend on the level of aversion. If you be stronger the aversions, then the greater the misery will be experienced. So then pleasant, so don't become, they also, you know, use that, they wish, they use that to develop bodhicitta, all of that. You know? So there's critical moment. Yeah, I think there's Sanjay Samdo. He was monk, Swiss. He's from Swiss. He was monk. And I know him very well, personally know him very well. So, and he learned all the philosophical texts very well. He became, he received the highest degree in Gishi. So, and he used to come to see my teacher. My teacher is one of the scholars in the monastery. He used to come there, so I know him quite well. So, so I think that's very good.
Okay, turn to page 263 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll say the final Lam Rim dedication.
How is our almond dessert? You want to share it when?
Sorry?
The almond
Oh,
yeah.
When?
Maybe it's probably too late to share now. Maybe it will create the best sleep.
Or take it home for breakfast.
Oh.
After dedication.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay. Page 263. From my two collections, Vastest Space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time, with my heart going out with great compassion in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined. May I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time by even this graded path to enlightenment, completed due to the wondrous, virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. And then on pages 244 and 245, we'll say the short long life prayers, beginning with the prayers for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and then Gyume Kensa Rinpoche, and then Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Gong ri ra wei kor wei jing kam dir pendang de wa ma lu jung wei ne ten re zi guang ten zin gya tso yi ja pe si te bar du ten gyur chik jon u yin in a gla wang jor tu a wa ta re zin ba rab sot pa Lob sang gyal wei de tong leg pel shok, cha ser gen gyur lama sol wa deb. Tub sul chong shing jam gen gyal wei, ten zin kyong pel wei, kun su dog por tse. Chok sung kur wei leg mon tu dru. Pa dak sok dul je gandu jap ten shok. And now seven green Tara mantras for Geshe Gelug, Geshe Tsongpo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So now there's Indian India, they're saying, make your mouth sweet. It's special occasion, that's what they do. They bring something. Mugbitakara means like make mug with your mouth, make your mouth sweet. That means Arman is making your mouth sweet.